From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me in this interview is Lyle Roberts with the Illinois Soybean Association. And Lyle, one of the things that I thought was kind of interesting so far at this conference is not finding a lot of information about biodiesel. I know that biotechnology does play a role in the development of the industry and the fuel alternative. What role does biotechnology play?
We have about three or four of our farmer leaders here who help do investments in research through the years, and we've always been a big supporter of bio and even the biotech organization here in Illinois. From a biodiesel perspective, I guess I would explain that first. Biodiesel, we've sort of come to our day-to-day as far as a renewable fuel, and biodiesel is pretty straightforward in producing it. It's relatively easy to produce, not extremely expensive to set up plants to do it. Our limiting factor today in biodiesel is just getting feedstock. Where do we get enough oil to produce the amount of biodiesel needed? And today we have enough vegetable oil that we could probably produce about 350 to 500 million gallons. So the focus on biotech is re-engineering the plant so that we can get more oil per acre to produce the biodiesel. And as with most innovations, even when the genes are discovered and we work on gene transfer and so forth, you're talking 8 to 10 years down the road to get those innovations out in the field where they make a difference in the marketplace. So most of what we're doing on the biodiesel side now is looking at plant engineering on that side of it.
And maybe I just haven't run across it, but are any of those companies or organizations represented here at this conference?
Most of them are the plant genetic companies that you know through the years, the Monsantos, the Pioneers, and so forth. But also all of the universities and the public research institutions. Everyone's looking for the gene or the pathway that can produce more oil per plant and per acre. So a lot of behind-the-scenes research, once the discovery is made, then it'll be moving it into the marketplace. So much of our focus here at Biotech is still on soybeans, on how do we improve them for livestock feeds, how do we improve them for human nutrition, and then if we want more protein or more oil, how can we do that by modifying the plant?
Well, I not too long ago attended the National Biodiesel Conference, and from the looks of things, there's certainly a growing interest nationally on the part of people from a lot of different areas, including, you know, the companies that need to manufacture and distribute fuel of whatever type. What do you see here in the next 10 years as it relates to this part of the industry, renewable fuels industry?
Well, we see a lot of exuberance on all the renewable fuels today. It's not just biodiesel. We've worked a long time to get biodiesel to where it is today, and it's going to increase. The usage will increase. Illinois is the number one user of biodiesel today. We have a tax credit that promotes about a 10 to 11% blend, and so we get a lot of usage here in the state. What we'd like to see is a moderate growth so that it moves well into the marketplace with as few disruptions as possible as we change in any fuel or any industry, and let that grow at a pace that that can assist with what we need in replacing petroleum. And I think our big challenge is going to be is to not get too much exuberance, get out in front of what we can supply and supply well, because there is a place for all renewable fuels as we replace petroleum and look at energy needs over the long haul. So it's just one piece of our farmer portfolio as we look at making investments in these areas.
How about Illinois Soybean Association? What role do you see your organization playing in the biodiesel business as we move forward?
We were the first state to offer a tax credit for biodiesel. That's why we are the ones using it. Our real focus right now is to do two things. One is to look at, can we get a higher oil yielding bean? And secondly, is to get our infrastructure in Illinois. We use about 1.2 billion gallons of diesel fuel in Illinois. And what we'd really like to see is for us to realistically produce about 10% of that usage from biodiesel. Right now, we have in plans here in the state about 45 million gallons of plant production, and we hope we can get that up to about 110 million gallons over the next couple of years so that we take a reasonable approach and we produce for the market that the market can take reasonably.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Lyle. That is Lyle Roberts with the Illinois Soybean Association. And from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.